From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace, we bring you the magnificent red cedar grove on Long Island in Willapa Bay. Long Island's cedar grove contains the largest stand of western red cedar on the west coast of North America. This stand has more than 100 large cedars with an average age of 850 years. They are spread over 150 acres, growing with Douglas fir, Sitka spruce, and western hemlock. This forest has the classic signs of old growth: standing and fallen dead trees, many living trees of large size, a high canopy, 150 feet off the ground, younger trees in the middle canopy, 20 to 100 feet tall, with tall and dense shrub layers, and mosses, ferns, and smaller plants on the forest floor. The Long Island cedars are home to many old-growth tree-dependent species, including flying squirrels, several bats, and vox swifts. Cedars are valuable to native tribes. Bark was collected in long strips in the spring, split into layers, and used for mats, ropes, baskets, and other objects. Roots were dug up when fresh and pliable, debarked, split into smaller pieces, and used for baskets. The wood is easily split and rot-resistant and was used for canoes, house planks and posts, mortuary and totem poles, and many tools. It was the tree of life for the Northwest coastal tribes. This grove still stands because it is on an island hundreds of feet from shore and thus the last to be logged in the island's interior. We visit this grove to see the living remnants of these immense trees and their forest community. Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. This is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.